So I had a story about a mountain, but we had a lot of mountains tonight. So mine is changing to a beach. And it's about a family vacation, which was sort of rare in my family, my husband and my two children, because we had a lot of little glitches over the years in getting it organized. So I finally got everybody together again to try it again after some previous glitches. And everything looked great. It was a holiday week. I booked the bed, this beautiful house on the beach. We were ready to go. My husband was all in, which he usually is not. But and the kids were 11 and 13. They were all in. We drive in 6 hours worth of traffic. We get there. Everybody's really – I didn't know what the house was going to look like. The house was beautiful. We get in there, but there are people in there. And I said, hey, this is our beach house. What are you doing in here? And they were really happy. They were – making margaritas and daiquiris, and the kids were all having fun, and they weren't fighting. I think they were all newly divorced, personally, and they were with their new partners, so they were really having a great time. And I said, "I'm sorry, but you know, you should be checked out by now." They said, "Oh no, we just checked in." I said, "Well, we have the house for the week." "Oh no, you're mistaken." And my husband like went, "Oh, not again," because this had happened before. So I said, no, I know I'm right this time. I checked it over and over, and I went out to the car to get, after I looked really a lot in the car, of the unorganized car. I know I have this lease, and I know I'm right this time. Well, there was the date. I was right, but that was the leaving date. I had the house the week before. Oh, no. That was not good. So we had whiners in the car. The kids were 11 and 13, whining, complaining about how unorganized I am. And I'm mad because I'm the only one that ever organizes it. And now they're complaining about my skills. So I said, oh, well, I know we can get this fixed. I'm going to call the realtor. There's been a mistake. And the realtor said, well, we're closing in 5 minutes, and there's no houses on this whole island because it's a holiday weekend. And I looked around at the family, and they were not too happy. But if I got down to the place in 5 minutes, the guy would see if he could find me something. So we got down there after struggling through the traffic, holiday traffic. He got us a place, and it was a dump. Let me tell you, I said it, but I was acting like it wasn't. This is nice. It's closer to the beach. I think it was going to be demolished the week after because nobody else was in the other rooms. And it was a rainy weekend on top of it, so everything was musty. The rugs were, you know, damp. The couch nobody wanted to sit on. Forget about the kitchen. My husband's a chef. He was not going to go near that kitchen. And I might add, he had just gotten a knee operation, so he wasn't that mobile. He was miserable now. Everybody was miserable. And I was the, you know, butt of their anger. So it was not a good vacation for me either. But finally, luckily, I had some friends there, and I said, look, I'm going up to my friend's house, and you all can come with me, everyone. No, we're not leaving. I headed up there. Now they were really mad at me. We had a really nice time up there. And I kept on calling them and said, yeah, you want to come on up? They said you can come up. They were all just miserable. There was no VCR, no cable. I don't know what they were doing down there. Well, the next day, my husband found a ride out of town because I said I wasn't leaving. And he took one of my son with him. My daughter decided to stay with me, and she ended up going up to the friend's house too. That all worked out fine, but it was many, many years before we took another vacation together. And many years of therapy for myself. I said, I'm not taking you on vacation anymore. I'm going by myself. You all go on your vacation, but I'm going by myself now. So after many years of therapy, about 2 or 3 years ago, I decided to take everybody on vacation again. They're older now. They're, you know, in their 20s. And I tried again. And I took the advice of the therapist. And he said, don't look at it as a group. Break everybody down in chewable chunks and just and take each day at a time. It really worked. So I did it the next year, too. And we did the exact same thing over again. It was like Groundhog Day again. That's the only way we could survive. I went kayaking with this one. I went to the ice cream store with this one. I decided that was really boring again. Let's go back to separate vacations. And that's where we are now.